Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Nun Vav, the very last daf in Masechah Sukkah. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also by the Butler family, in honor of Isaac Butler, finishing Masechah Sukkah, staying current through camp, vacation, and now the first day of school. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today we left off at the Mishnah on Nun Hei Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is going to discuss the chalukah of the karbanos on the regalim, how they would divide the karbanos among the kohanim on the regalim. Then the Gemara is going to just bring the source for all the dinim in the Mishnah, and then in Amud Aleph we're going to have machlokas amarayim, which bracha to recite first, shehechianu or leishe basukkah, meaning assuming that we don't recite a shehechianu when building the sukkah for whatever reason, even though we learned earlier that that was supposed to be done, do you recite it, and you have to therefore say them both at the time that you sit in the sukkah, which bracha comes first? And we're going to connect that to we're going to try to connect it to a machlokas about the order of Bar Briah Gafen and Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the division of the Lechem Apanim, especially when Shabbos and Yom Tov are very close to each other. So if you have a Shabbos that comes right after Yom Tov, right before Yom Tov, how would they divide up the Lechem Apanim? And then we're going to learn that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that there are two extra loaves that the Mishmar Nichlas gets, that the Mishmar Yotze does not get. And a regular Shabbos does not get divided evenly. The incoming Mishmar gets 7 and the outgoing Mishmar gets 2. The Gemara is going to discuss why Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have two reasons why it is that the Mishmar of Bilga was punished in three ways. Three things happened at the Mishmar of Bilga, and we're going to have two reasons what they did so wrong that they were punished in those three ways. So let's begin. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom daf Nun Hei Beis. B'shlosha Brakha B'shana Yikal Mishmaros Shavos Be'emurei Regalim. Three times a year during the three Regalim, all the Mishmaros HaKuna were equal as far as dividing up the Oros of the Karban Ola and the Chaz V'Shok of the Shalmi Chagiga that were Karbanos of the Yom Tovim. B'chiluk Lechem Apanim. And also, the Shabbos that fell in the middle of the Yom Tov, they would divide the Lechem Apanim among all of the Mishmaros. But Tzeres Omerlo Hilich Matzah Hilich Chametz, and when on Shavuos that was Chal on Shabbos, so they had to divide not only the Lechem Apanim but also Shtei Alechem. Now Lechem Apanim was Matzah, Shtei Alechem was Chametz, so they would say, here's some Matzah, here's some Chametz, meaning they didn't decide to give one Mishmar the Matzah and another Mishmar the Chametz. They were not Mechalik Karban Keneged Karban, you take this one, I'll take that one. Now everybody got a portion of everything. Mishmar Shazmanu Kavua, Hu Makriv Tmidim and Darman Davos, the Mishmar's turn it was that week, they would still bring the Karban Tomei Shel Shachar and Tomei Shel Ben Arbayim every day, because that's not a Yom Tov Karban. They would bring the Nedarim and Nedavos that people would bring up on around Yom Tov time, because again, that's not a Yom Tov Karban. V'shar Karban HaSibur Makrav V'Sakol. And also the other Karban HaSibur, which the Gemara will explain what that means, and Umakrav V'Sakol. The Gemara will explain what that means as well. So says the Gemara, Emur HaRegalim Shel Gavon. In a wait a second, we said that all the Mishmaros split the Emur HaRegalim, none of the Mishmaros should get the Emuri HaRegalim. That all goes L'Gavoa, that gets burnt on the Mizbeach. Some Rav Chista, no, when we say Emurin, it doesn't mean the parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach, the Evarim and the Pedarim that are burnt on the Mizbeach L'Gavoa. Over here it means Ma She'amor B'Regalim, those Karbanos that the Torah says that you're supposed to have on the Yom Tovim. But it's not talking about the Emurim of Karbanos. Tanu Rabbanu, Minayin Shekol Mishmar Shavuos Be'Emurei HaRegalim. How do I know that all the Mishmaros split the Emurei HaRegalim evenly? Tamad Omer, because the Pasuk says, Uva B'chol Avas Nafsho V'Sheres. So we learn from there that any Kohen that wants to do Avoda on Yom Tov, the Mishmar whose turn it is that week is not able to prevent another Kohen from doing the Avoda. So if he could do Avoda whenever he wants, Mimela, he could also be Cholik V'Ochol, because if he's able to do the Avoda, he's Ochel Niachila of that Avoda as well. So Yachlaf B'Shayimos Hashana came. You might think throughout the rest of the year also, a Kohen could just show up and say that I want to do the Avoda. Tamalomar Me'achad Sharecha. That's why that same pasuk says V'chi Yavo Halevi Me'achad Sharecha. And then we say Uva B'Chalavas Nafsho V'Sheres, that he could decide to do the Avoda. Lo Amarti Al-Bashar Shkol Yisrael Nechassim Sharecha. When does he have the right to choose to do the Avoda? When all of Klal Yisrael is in one place. When everyone is Olo L'Regal, that's only on the Regalim. U'B'Chiluk Lechem HaPanim. We then said then on Shabbos, in the middle of Yontif, they divide the Lachem HaPanim evenly among all of the Mishmaros. So Tadron Rabbanu, Minayin Shekol Mishmaros Shabbos B'chiluk Lachem HaPanim. How do I know that that's true, that they divide the Lachem HaPanim evenly among all of the Mishmaros? Tam Lomar, because the Pasuk says, Chelek Kechelek Yochelu, Kechelek Avoda, Kachelek Achila. That just like the Avoda is something that they can all choose to do whenever on the Regalim, so too the Achila should be the same. And we already derived how we know the Avoda something that they could choose to do, because we derived that from the pasuk that they can come and do the avoda, and the mishmar whose turn it is cannot prevent them. My achila, what achila do we need to learn? Do I need a pasuk to teach me that all of the mishmaros are equal in ilema karbanos? If we're talking about eating the karbanos, mehasam nafka, we already learned that from another pasuk. Lekoin a makrovasa lo siya. Once I know a kohen is allowed to do the avoda, of course he's going to get a chelik in that karban, because there's a pasuk that tells me if you do the avoda, you have the right to the karban. So I shouldn't need an extra pasuk to tell me that the kohanim who actually did the avoda are allowed to eat those karbanos. Ella lechem apanim. That's how I know it must be referring to lechem apanim. The fact that we need an extra pasuk must be something that doesn't involve an avoda this week. The lechem apanim we eat this week relates to last week's avoda. It was made a week ago. And I need a pasuk to tell me that they divide evenly among the kohanim. Yachlaf b'chavos abo shalom achnas haregel biregel. I might think that even chavos that are not yom tov related but happen to be brought on yom tov, that all the kohanim could divide that evenly as well. Tamalomar levadmim karav ala avos. That it tells me that the idea that they all do, they can all do the avoda, they can all eat evenly, that's only on chiyuvei regel. Not, it does not relate to what the avos sold one to the other. Ma machro avos zelazeh. What did the avos sell one to the other? So ani b'shavati v'ata b'shavatcha. So each one they would sell in the days of David and Shmuel, each one would be mishamish on their Shabbos that was kavur for them, and the nedarim and davus and the carbon seabor that came during the rest of the year, they belong to the mishmar kavua of that week, and not all other mishmaros are able to participate in that. But the lechem apanim, even though it's kavua and doesn't come on account of the regel, that's separate. That's exeris hakasa that divide evenly. Lechem apanim is yotze min haklal, but everything else that's not yom tov related, that mishmar whose turn it really is, they're the ones that get to enjoy those kabbalas. But then the Mishnah had said that on Shavuos, you tell the when they divide the shtei lechem and the lechem apanim, they say, here's your matzah, here's your chametz. So the Gemara brings something that's not really related to our Mishnah, but it comes up because we're going to use our Mishnah as a raya in this discussion. And that is, we learned back on Daf Mem Vav, that when a person builds a sukkah, you recite a Shachianu. When you come into the sukkah for the first time, then you say a Leisha B'sukkah for Birchsa Mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. But if you did not recite a Shachianu when you build the sukkah, like we don't, we typically do not recite a Shachianu when we build the sukkah, then we say both brachos when we go in the sukkah. See, my Rav Amr Sukkah Vach Kachzman, Rav Rechana Amr Zman Rach Kachzukkah. What order do you say those brachos in? Meaning you're saying Kiddush on the first night in the sukkah, do you say the bracha of Shechianu before the Leisha B'sukkah, or the Leisha B'sukkah before the Shechianu? So that is a machlokas amarayim. What's the basis of the machlokas? Rav Amr Sukkah v'achach zman chiyuv adiyoma adif. Rav says sukkah first and then zman, because the chavas hayom takes precedence. So the chavas hayom is sukkah. Rav bar b'chad amar zman v'achach sukkah tadiv sheinu tadiv kodem. Shechianu comes much more frequently than Leisha B'sukkah. So the rule is you always have to say a bracha on that which is tadir first. So lema rabba brachana beplukta de beisham beisilka mifgi. This sounds very similar to the machlokas beisham and beisilel that we have in mesachas brachas mesachas pesachim. The tan rabbanan dvarim shvein beisham beisilel besuuda. The among the differences between beisham and beisilel about hilchos suuda is that beisham yomer mevarich al yom va'achar kach mevarich al yayin. In any standard Shabbos or Yom Tov Kiddush, beisham says first you say the bracha on the yom, and then you conclude Kiddush with a bar priya gafen. But Besilom, what we do, mevarech al yayin v'achach mevarech al yom, that the first bracha in Kiddush is bar priya gafen, and then you follow with the bracha on the yom. Besham yom mevarech al yayin v'achach mevarech al yayin. Why did
does Beis Shammai say that you say the bracha on the yom first, shayom garim liayin shiyavo? Two reasons. First of all, it's only because of the yom, that it's only in honor of the yom that you're bringing the wine in the first place. And also chronologically it comes first, that it gets dark and it becomes Kedusha Sayom and the wine is not yet at the table. That only comes after davening, you go home and then you bring the wine out. Beisil says no, the bracha of Bar Piyah Gavin comes first. Why? Also two reasons. Shayayin Gorim the Kedusha Shateyomer, because it's only the wine, it's only on account of the wine that you're saying Kiddush, that you're saying a special Kiddush. Davar Acher Brich Sayayin Tadira. Plus, Tadi V'Sheinu Tadi Kodem, Brich Sayayin is more Tadi than Brich Sayayin, Tadi V'Sheinu Tadi Kodem, that which is more Tadi comes first. So Lema, Rav, Damruk V'Shamei, Rav, Rabbi Chana, Damruk V'Silel. So it lines up exactly that Rav, who holds that the Brach of Sukkah comes before the Brach of Zman, because the chiv of the yom is more important than the concept of tadir. That's like Beis Shammai, that the kiddush hayom comes before the brichas hayayin, even though the brichas hayayin is tadir. And Rav Ravachana, who says that the brichas hazman comes before the brachah on sukkah, because tadir always wins, follows Beis Hillel, that tadir wins. Now that's a problem. We don't want Rav to be saying like Beis Shammai, because we don't pass him like Beis Shammai. So to just align the machlokas is not so great. So Amalach Rav, Rav will tell you, I know damri afilu Beis Hillel. I can even follow shitas Beis Hillel. Ad kano karm beisil hasam beisil only says that the bracha of yayin comes first over there. Elashay yayin gom the kedusha tamer, because there were two factors. It wasn't only tadir v'sheinu tadir. Tadir alone would not have carried the day. It's also an account of the fact that the yayin is goreim the kiddush to be said. Aval hachaba by shechianu in the sukkah and leishav sukkah, he loves man milo amin in sukkah. Well, without a shechianu, you're not going to say brach leishav sukkah. For sure, you will. So tell you all you have is the reason of tadir, and that's not good enough. For Rabbi Ruchana Amalach and Rabbi Ruchana will say, you know what? Even though I'm in good shape because I'm on Beis Hillel side, I know damri afilu Beis Shammai. I don't think it's even a machlokas. I think Beis Shammai would agree in our case of sukkah. Ad kalak rami Beis Shammai hasam el shayom garim liayin. The only reason Beis Shammai said over there that the Brich Sayom comes first is because the day is what causes the wine to come, and that's the most, and that's what overrides Tadir. Aval Hacha, but over here Ilav Sukkah Milo Amir and Zman. Well, without a sukkah, you're not going to say a Shechianu. If it's raining, you don't say a Shechianu. Say a Shechianu whether you have a sukkah or you don't have a sukkah. So therefore, you don't have that second reason, and you have nothing to override. Ride Tadir. So the Gemara now uses our Mishnah to ask on Rav, and that's the whole reason we're bringing this over here. I mean, this doesn't really fit in this parak. It doesn't really fit in this location. This should have been back in Daf Mem Vav, this whole discussion. But we're using our Mishnah to ask in it. So Tanan, in our Mishnah, said Batzeres on when Shabbos and Shavuos coincide. So they have to divide up not only the Lechem Apana but the Shteil Lechem as well. Omelo, Heilach Matzah, Heilach Chametz. Here's your Lechem Apanim, here's your Shteil Lechem. Now the Shteil Lechem is the real Chavos Hayom. That's the Shavuos Karban. Matzah Tafel. The Matzah is Tafel to the Shteil Lechem. The Katani, Heilach Matzah, Heilach Chametz. And yet it says, Heilach Matzah, Heilach Chametz, that the Matzah comes first. Why? Because the Matzah is every single week. The Lechem Apanim is divided every single week. So that's Tadir. Apparently, you see, that Tadir is Adif. Tiyufta Derav, that's a Tiyufta on Rav. Samalach Rav Tanayi. Rav will say, no, it's not a Tiyufta because it's a Machlokas Tanayim. Even though our Mishnah reflects one Shita, Titania, the Brisa elaborates, Helech Matzah, Helech Hametz, Abishalomer, Helech Hametz, Helech Matzah. That is a Machlokas Tanayim, whether you say Helech Hametz, Helech Matzah, or Helech Matzah, Helech Hametz. So Rav will say, I hold like Abishal, that the Chiv Hayom overrides the concept of Tadir. Darush Rav Nachman Rav Chista, Lo Kedivei Rav, Domer Sukkah V'Achach Zman, El Zman V'Acharkach Sukkah. That we do not follow Rav LaHalacha, that you say the Brach of Leishev and then Shechianu, rather it's Shechianu and then Leishev. Rav Sheish Brei Ravidi Amar, Sukkah V'Acharkach Zman. Rav Sheish Brei Ravidi says, no, you do say Leishev first and then Shechianu, like Rav. v'hilchsa sukkah v'acharkach zman, and we pass in sukkah v'acharkach zman like the shita of Rav, that it's first sukkah and then zman. Only then do we recite the zman. So the Rosh writes that there are three deos in terms of how to pass over here. He says yesh min agadolim that said that the Gemara is only talking about laila arishon, because then the bracha of the zman is going even on the sukkah. So therefore you have to delay it, so you have to put zman last because it's going on everything. But on the second night of sukkahs, where the birch zman is definitely not going on the sukkah because you already recited a shachianu on the first night, so even if the bracha the first night was not really yomtiv, you're allowed to say a shachianu before yomtiv on the sukkah. You're just not allowed to say a shachianu in the yomtiv before yomtiv. So the second night's kiddush, the shachianu is only going on the yomtiv, is not going on the sukkah. So Bilal Sheini says the Rush, you already yotzei with the bracha of shachianu on the sukkah, so that you should say the shachianu before the leishiv of sukkah. Then he quotes Bnei Ivra, that only the Birch Sazman that said when you build the sukkah or when you sit in the sukkah is part. But over here, if the Lel Rishon is Chal, so it's not Bechlal Asiya V'Yeshiva, you need to make a Zman B'Lel Sheni, you need to say a Brach of Zman B'Lel Sheni Shal Sukkah, and you need to be Makdim the Birch Sazukkah to the Birch Sazman, just like you would on the Lel Rishon. And then he quotes Shitas Ravya, that Birch Sazman is always at the end. It's like Yom Tov Shechal Mosai Shabbos, that you say Yaknahaz, even though the Zman is not going on the Havdalah, it's just a din in Zman. That Zman just always goes at the end. So you have this fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. What do we do on the second night of Sukkot? So the Torah and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Sukkah comes before Zman, and they say like the Rush, because the Birchas Zman goes on the Kiddush and the Sukkah, and the Chronim discuss why didn't it give the reason that the Gemara gave, but it didn't. So in Shulchan Aruch we also paskin like the Rush that on Yom Tov Sheni you say Kiddush and then right away Zman and then Leishiv Sukkah afterwards, meaning that you do flip the order on the second night. And the Rama writes yes, that this is the opinion of the Rush, v'chein roi linog, that's what we should do. However, the Taz, in the name of the Bach, disagrees. So there are, achronim that disagree. So that's why, if you look in your machzor or your bench or whatever, it will sometimes say, some people switch the order, or many or most switch the order of Zman and Sukkah on the second night, but it is not a universally accepted practice, even though that's what's paskined in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Mishmar Shizman Kavua. If you have a Mishmar that whose Zman was Kavua, they're the ones that bring, meaning the Mishmar whose turn it really was that week, they bring the Karban Tamid and the Nedarim and the Nedavos, Ushar Karban Sibur. So Lasuye Mai, what does Shar Karban Sibur come to include? We already mentioned the Tamid. So what else is included in the Karban Sibur? Lasuye Paralel and Davishal Sibur Siri Evans Chavim. That if it happens to be that on Yom Tov, Beis Din made a mistake in Hora'ah, that Yechayev El Zdon Akaris El Shigas Achata, so Beis Din needs to bring a Paralel and Davishal Sibur. Or Bahoras Beis Din, everyone went and did Avodah Zaras, and now they have to bring a Seir Avodah. So that's the Mishmar HaKavua is the one that brings those kabanos. Buhu makrives hakol. And then we also mentioned the Mishnah, and the Mishmar whose turn it was that week is makrav everything. So lasuye mai, what does everything include? Lasuye kayitz hamizbeach. That includes whatever they were to bring just to keep the mizbeach busy when the mizbeach was not otherwise occupied. Last Mishnah says the Mishnah yom tov samuch shabbos beim lufnei beim achreha hayukal mishmar shavos bechiluk lechem apanim. That even though typically the only mishmaros that would get lechem apanim were the outgoing and incoming mishmar, so there's 24 mishmaros kuna, but only two of them normally get lechem apanim. If Yom Tov comes out right before Shabbos or right after Shabbos, we divide the lechem apanim evenly among all of the mishmaros because they're all going to need to be there for Yom Tov. So there's no getting home if Yom Tov and Shabbos are right next to each other. Chalios Yom Echol LaHavsik Min HaTayim. But what if Yom Tov ends on a Thursday? So there's a Friday that could have been a travel day where people could have gotten home. Or what if Yom Tov begins on a Monday? So there's a travel day that people could have come on Sunday after Shabbos was over. They didn't have to come before Shabbos to be there. So when there's Yom Echad Bein Atayim, so then Mishmar Shizman Kavoy, you know, till Esach Halos, the overwhelming majority of the Lechem Apanim went to the Mishmaros whose turn it would normally be, Mamasakim, you know, till Shtayim, and the ones that stuck around or came a little early and were around that, so they got two of the Lechem Apanim. So B'Shayim Oshana, but typically throughout the rest of the year, Hanichnas Notel Sheish Vayotzi Notel Sheish, they divided the Lechem Apanim evenly among the incoming and outgoing Mishmaros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanichnas Notel Sheish Vayotzi Notel Chamesh, that it wasn't divided evenly, it was a 7-5 division, that the incoming Mishmar took 7 of the Lechem Apanim and the outgoing only got 5 of the Lechem Apanim. Hanichnas and Cholkem at Safon, the incoming Mishmar would divide their Lechem Apanim in the northern, more holy side of the Azara. That's the place where you're Shecht Chachem Kachem, so we know that that's the more significant side of the Azara, Vayotzim Bedarum, and the outgoing Mishmar on the southern side of the Azara, which is not as Chashuv. Bilga liyolam chalekas bedarim, but the family of Bilga, the Mishmar of Bilga, would always divide their lechem apanim in the southern side of the Azara. And not only that, the tabata kavua, the tabas that would hold down the animal, the ring that would hold down the animal to enable shechita was set in place. It was not usable. Their tabas was not usable. It was something that was a punishment for them. The chalona stuma and their cubby, where people would keep their shechita knives and things of that nature, Bilga's cubby was locked. They had no access to their cubby. When they wanted to put their shechita knives, they had to schnurr off one of the other mishmaros to ask them for a favor. Can I keep my stuff in your locker instead of, because they lost access to their own locker. So the Gemara is going to explain what they did so wrong that they got punished in these three ways. So first the Gemara says, "My milfneha umay milachreha." We said that when Yom Tov comes before or after Shabbos, when Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, just before or just after, so then it gets divided, Lechem Apanim gets divided evenly among all the Mishmaros. What does that mean? When exactly is Yom Tov and Shabbos falling? Ilem Lefanah Yom Tov Rishon, if Lefanah means that the first day of Yom Tov is on Friday, and Lachra Yom Tov Achron, and Lachra means that the last day of Yom Tov is on Sunday, Hayinu Shabbos Shabbatot Chag. Well, wait a second, we already learned about that. That means that the Shabbos is falling out in the middle of Yom Tov. It's falling out, it's the second day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, or the seventh day of Yom Tov is Shabbos. So that we already know about. So Ella, no, Lefanah means Yom Tov Achron. Lefanah means that the last day of Yontif was Erev Shabbos. So Shabbos is really no longer Yontif, but no one could get home. Everyone's stuck. Everyone is happily remaining in Yerushalayim for an extra day because they can't get home. Lachare, Yom Tov Rishon, Lachare means that the first day of Yom Tov is on Sunday. So yeah, everyone has to come before Shabbos. So that's the Chiddush. And even though that Shabbos is not in middle of Yom Tov, that Shabbos is either right after or right before Yom Tov, still all the Mishmaros get to divide the Lechem Apanim. My time, why is it that they divided evenly? The Pasuk is Mechadish that on Regel it's even. So over here it's not a Regel, so why would they divide it evenly even when Shabbos is not exactly in the Regel? It's just right before, right after. Because they're all around. Everyone has to be there. So since practically everyone has to be there, the Rabban were Mesake, that everyone gets to participate in the Lechem Apanim. We then said, but what if there was a one-day gap in between, that Yom Tov ended on a Thursday, Yom Tov began on a Monday? So then we said the 10 loaves go to the normal Mishmaros that would typically get, and 2 loaves go to everybody else. Why is it? Oh, and then we said, then meaning with this going on with the Hemshech, then we said on a typical Shabbos, it would be divided 6 and 6, but Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, not 6 and 6, 7 and 5. So it says more 7 and 5. Why does the Mishmar Nichnas get 2 extra loaves that the Mishmar Yotzei does not get? Some Rabbi Yitzchak B'schar HaGofas Delosos, because they're the ones that close the doors in the evening, so that the Mishmar Yotzei had opened, so they get an extra 2 loaves as reward for that. So the Meiri says, I don't understand, why doesn't the Mishmar Yotzei get extra because they bothered opening the doors? Meaning, why is closing the doors better than opening the doors? So you get extra schar for closing the doors. So he has a mechudish takeaway, like the Meiri always does, of understanding the whole Gemara, that the Mishmar Nichnas would come in already in the morning and help the Mishmar Yotzei open the doors. The closing of the doors they would do alone without any help from the Mishmar Yotzei, because the Mishmar Yotzei was already gone at that point. So it's because they were so zaris to show up early, and therefore they had an edge on the Mishmar Yotzei for that day, because they showed up early and they were able to help out in the morning. That's why they get an extra two. So says Marav, Neimalei Dal B'Dal, why can't the Mishmar Yotzei say to the Mishmar Nichnas, you know what, instead of you taking two extra loaves, why don't we divide it evenly, and you're going to be rewarded on the tail end, meaning in a week from now, you're going to be the Mishmar Yotzei. So probably you're going to want an extra loaf of bread then. So why don't we just do it evenly, and we'll all even out. Everything will work out. So Amar Abaye, Butzina Tava Mikara. That if you have an option, if you could either have a small melon that's growing on the tree, or you can leave it growing for a little while longer and it's going to become larger, but you can have the small melon today and you're hungry today, so people would like to have whatever they can get right now. So therefore, the Mishmar HaNichnas will say, no thank you, we'll take the extra loaves now and we'll suffer next week. Amrav Yidov, Musafin Cholkin, Musafin, they divide, just like they divide Lechem HaPanim, they also divide the Oros of the Korban Musaf of each and every Shabbos. So Meisve, Mishmar HaYotzei Sosa, Tamid Shel Shachar, Umusafin, Mishmar HaNichnas, also Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, Ubazichin, Vilu Musafin Cholkin Lo Katani. It doesn't say that which Rabbi Yudah said, that the Musafin Cholkin. So says Maravol, Haytan B'Chalukah Lo Kamayri. The Tana, you can't bring a Raya from Bryce. Bryce is not talking about the Chalukah of, you know, who gets the Oros, the Brisa is just talking about the Avodah. So you can't bring any Raya from what the Brisa didn't say if the Brisa is not even talking about the subject of Chalukah. So I'm Rav Avatan de Beishmuel to Mayri B'Chalukah, but I'll bring you another Brisa that does talk about the subject of Chalukah and Musafin Cholkin Lo Katani, and still doesn't mention B'Musafin Cholkin. The outgoing Mishmar would make a Tamid Shel Shachar and Korban Musaf. Mishmar HaNichnas is also Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim uVezichin. The incoming Mishmar would do the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim and the Vezichei Levona that go along with the Lechem HaPanim. Arba Kohanim Ayu Nichnasim Sham. There are four Kohanim that would come into the Azara. Shnayim Mishmar Zu. Two from the outgoing Mishmar, two from the incoming Mishmar. V'cholkin Lechem HaPanim. And they divide Lechem HaPanim. There it is. It's talking about Chalukah. And guess what it doesn't say? V'ilu b'musafin cholkin lo katani. It does not mention being cholik the musafin. So tiyufta, Rav Yehuda, tiyufta. So that's a tiyufta Rav Yehuda who says that they were cholik in the musafin. Here you have a braisa that talks about chalukah and does not say cholkin b'musafin. Hanuchas and cholkin b'musafin. We then said that the incoming mishmar divides lachem upanim among themselves in the northern side of the azara, the holier side of the azara. So tan rabban hanuchas and cholkin b'musafin kidei sheyiru shein nuchasin, in order that everyone should see that this is the incoming mishmar. That everyone should see that this is the outgoing Mishmar, meaning it was done in a way where just by eyeballing what's going on, you're able to tell who to, if you want to bring a carbon that week, who to go to. You're able to tell which are the ones that are coming in, which are the ones that are coming out. But Bilga Liyolam Chalekas Bedarim, the Mishmar of Bilga was punished. They always have to divide up in the south, even on their incoming week, so because it was a Knas that they did something not right, and therefore they're punished. So Tan Rabban, what was the story with the Mishmar of Bilga? Why is it that they were punished? Maisa b'Miriam bas Bilga. There was a story of Miriam who was a woman from the Mishmar of Bilga, from the family of Kohanim, of the Mishmar of Bilga, Shehimira Dasa, that she left the religion, Valcha v'Niseis l'sradiot echad malchei Yevanim. She intermarried, she married a Greek officer. K'shenichus Yevanim l'heichal, when the Yevanim came into the heichal in the days of Matzio ben Yochanan, ha'isim v'etis b'sandala al gabi ha'mizbeach. She took her shoe and started kicking her shoe on the mizbeach, v'amra, and she would say, lokos, lokos, in the Greek, that's a wolf. She would call them Zvech, you wolf, you hungry wolf. And Moshe had to mechalim amonim shal Yisrael v'yat omir aleim b'shas al-chak. That you're always swallowing up the Jewish people's money, but you're not there for them when they need you. Meaning, everyone pays so much money for karbanos, and it's so expensive to be a frum Jew, and all we do is throw money at you, and where are you now? How come you're not helping the Jewish people? So, k'shashama chacham b'davra, and the chacham heard that that's the way that someone who grew up in the Mishmach space Bilga was speaking, so kavus tabata v'sasmas chalona. They punished the whole mishmar. They locked the ring that would hold the animal down, and they closed their locker, the cubby of the mishmar of Bilga. V'yeshom mishmartu sholavon. Some say that no, that's not what Bilga did. It wasn't about that story of Miriam bas Bilga. It's rather that the mishmar came late. They when it was their turn, they didn't come on time. V'nichnas yishev vach v'imo v'shimish tachtav. And one time they were so late that Yeshevav came, which is the mishmar that was prior to it, that should have been leaving, had to cover for them for the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im. And since they were so late, they were mezalzel in the kedusha b'avoda. So there was a kenas that you don't get to enjoy all of the benefits of the kedusha b'avoda. So aval pi shechene rishon lo nistakru. Typically, if you are a shachin to a rasha, if you're a neighbor to a rasha, you don't benefit by being neighbors with a rasha. Adraba, oyle rasha, oyle shcheino. You normally suffer by being a neighbor to a rasha. Shcheine bilga nistakru. The neighbors of Bilga, they did benefit. Shabilga liyolim chalakas bedarim yishev vachav batzafon. Because Bilga always had to divide lechem upon him in the less holy place. Yeshevav always got to divide their lechem upon him in the more holy place, in the northern side of the Azara. So because Bilga was being punished, so Yeshevav ended up getting the better location both weeks, both when they were Nichnas and they were Yotzei. So it says, well, Bishlam Laman Diyamar Mishmarto Shor Alav Ohaim Dekatsin L'Kula Mishmar. I understand very well if the issue was that they showed up late, I understand why there was a Knas on the entire Mishmar. Al Laman Diyamar Miriam Bas Bilga Shemir Dasa. But if it was only this one girl that went off the Derech, because of one daughter that comes from that mishmar, you're going to punish the whole mishmar. Well, what did they do wrong? Some rabbi in kedamri inchi that people say shusa diyunuka b'shuka o davua o diime. The way a child speaks in the shuk, they heard that from somewhere. They heard that from the mother or from the father. But the mother and the father are from. What are you talking about? They weren't screaming at the mizbeach. They weren't beating the mizbeach. No, but look at what she was saying. The words that she was saying were that how expensive it is to be a frum Jew, and all it is it's a money pit, and you're just throwing money at it. And she didn't have an appreciation of the kedusha of what the mizbeach is. You think we're supporting the mizbeach? We're supporting the Ribbono Shalom. The Ribbono Shalom is supporting us, right? You see this sometimes that all every conversation, all people talk about is how expensive everything is, how expensive it is to pay tuition. The tuition is expensive. That's our mesorah. That's the mesorah satorah throughout all the generations. Is there a better way to spend your money? Is there anything more important to spend your money on? So when that's always the conversation, so the child is gonna like Rav Moshe always said that a whole generation of kids were lost to Yiddishkeit because the parents were complaining that Shartz is Zayni Yid, how difficult it is to be a Jew. If you're always complaining that it's difficult to be a Jew, but I have Mesiris Nefesh and I'm gonna do it anyway, the kid's gonna say, I don't need this, I don't need Mesiris Nefesh, and I'm not gonna do it anyway. So that's why the Mishpacha of Bilga was punished because of the way that they spoke. But still, that's only Bilga's mother and father. That she grew up in that home. She didn't grow up in the home of the entire mishmar. So Rabbi says, yeah, but that all the other families in that mishmar were the shachid of the of Miriam Bas Bilga's family. Tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheinu. And when you're the shachid of a tzadik, you're going to end up with better. Shnemer imru tzadik ki tov ki prima aleim yochelu. So you see that the pasuk starts with lashon of tzadik, which is singular, but it's mesayim b'lashon rabin, right? Yochelu in plural, to tell me that it's not only good for the tzadik, it's good for the shcheinim of the tzadik as well. So a couple of quick points over here, since I managed to finish a little bit early. A couple of quick points about this. So the Marsha raises the question, what was the Gemara's question? Mishum Barta Katsina Leila today, because of the daughter, you're going to punish the Mishmar? Marsha says, what's the Gemara's question? It's a Mikra Mefurash that Bas Kohen Mechalels Kedushasa. If a Bas Kohen is Mechalel Kedusha, Es Avia Hi Mechalelas. She's Mechalel her father. And Chazal Darshin, that if they were Noeg Bo Kodesh, they're now Noeg Bo Chol. And so the Marsha says, yeah, we do find that, but we don't find a special punishment. We just find that he becomes chul, he becomes chol, but you don't find that there's an actual punishment, that there's an actual penalty for it. In the Yad David, he writes that on this shayla of Mishum Barta Katzilu Day, it's not the answer of Oyle Rasha Oyle Shcheno is not going to help. Right? When we asked Mishum Barta Katzilu Day, the answer was that she learned how to talk that way from her parents. Why don't we just say Oyle Rasha Oyle Shcheno? That not only is Miriam Basbilga going to be punished, but her parents are going to be punished as well. So he said, the Yad David explains because she wasn't punished at all, meaning nothing happened to her. She didn't the tabas being kavua and the kabi being la. She doesn't do the avodah anyway. The whole thing didn't relate to her, so she wasn't the one that was punished. Okay, so we have to find guilt in her family. Once we found guilt in her family, then we could say Oyle Rasha Oyle Shcheno for everyone that surrounds her family, because the family taka was punished. They themselves, wasn't only the rest of the mishmer that was punished. They themselves were punished as well. Okay, we will stop there. Hadron Lach Cholil Sukkah Masech Sukkah, and Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow's Maseches Beitza. So we Maseches Beitza tomorrow. Beitza Daf Beis. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Take care. Good.